MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, this is an interesting one. Uber Eats' 2025 South Africa Cravings Report really reads like a food survey more than a social barometer. It shows fried chicken still dominating every city. No real surprises there. Grocery deliveries surging by 66% and so-called super users placing thousands of orders a year. But I think behind the quirky stats that we're about to discuss, there are bigger questions about consumer behavior, convenience economics, digital etiquette, and the realities of gig work. And in that respect, from Uber Eats, I'm joined by Cassie Jagani. Cassie, a very warm welcome to you. Let's start with fried chicken, if we can. Tops every city, no real surprises there. I'm wondering if it's a resilience in local food culture or maybe just a signal of stretched household budgets. What do you think it is?
Yeah, so we're seeing across the report and quite unanimously across the country a deep love for fried chicken, accompanied with, and I think it's important to call it out, accompanied with pup, right? It is the most requested side alongside that fried chicken. And, you know, I think to answer your question on what it speaks to, honestly, I think that there's an element where it speaks to both. You know, a large part of what our business looks at is, or what we track is seasonality. And we see different orders coming through depending on if it's the time of year or whether it is even the time of the month. So, you know, closer to the end of the month when the salary is a little bit more stretched, we see orders shifting more towards grocery items and maybe your cheaper faster food items. And in the beginning, when you know the money is fresh, a little bit more splurging happening. So I really think it's a testament to both the love for chicken, but also maybe, you know, trying to make the round go further.
What do you think is behind that big jump in grocery delivery?
Well, actually, Jeremy, I actually think a couple of years ago we did our economic impact report we launched. And one of the key data points that came out of that was that the Uber Eats app is saving consumers more than 12.7 million hours by delivering meals and groceries directly to the door. And what we're seeing is a real push and a real acceleration in convenience culture trend, because that 12.7 million hours saved is time back in your pockets, which is something I think people find incredibly valuable. It's time to spend time with your family, with your kids, on your hobbies, you know, and not have to worry about, you know, making a run to a grocery store, etc. So really a very a big uptick in convenience culture and spending on convenience.
Cassie, on a more negative side, one user, if I read this number correctly, placing nearly 2,800 orders, and that surely raises flags. Do you track the point where convenience turns into over-reliance? Because that is really off the charts.
Yeah, it's not necessarily something that we're tracking directly, but I do think, again, it comes back to the sense of convenience. You know, businesses are ordering Uber Eats to the office to feed employees, you know. Different party groups are, you know, if you've got friends over and you're ordering for a number of different people, you know, that is also one of the things that could be driving that increase that spike in the number of orders for this individual. But again, I think it really does come back to the sense that, you know, this is taking away the thought process for someone and the thought energy required around food and what's needed, right? Again, it speaks to that convenience culture and how more and more people are tapping into that.
You don't think 2,800 orders from one person is of any concern at all?
I think, like I said before, you know, it could be an office that's placing the order for many people. It might not be just for one person, that maybe came from one account, you know. So I think it requires maybe a little bit more of a deep dive, but there's a number of reasons why an order could have looked like that.
What do you make of Cape Town's late night ordering increasing so dramatically? Do you think it's lifestyle choice or people maybe just working and living on more non-traditional schedules?
Yeah, I think that, so just for the data, we saw that there was an increase. Almost Cape Town is the one city across South Africa that's ordering two times as much for late night orders. And late night being, you know, between 11 and about 2, 3 in the morning. I do think that it's tapping into an economy and into a market that was previously underserved, right? Because restaurants close, groceries close. And if you're someone who is working the night shift, if you're someone who's, you know, maybe gone out for the evening with some friends to have a good time, you know, we're being able to tap into an existing market. That market was always there, but now we're able to supply and give them an offering. So Cape Town seems to be the one driving that. Yeah.
There's a boast that you make about a 48-second delivery, which obviously grabs headlines, yes. Cassie. But how do you balance speed with safety and fair working conditions?
Yeah, I think an excellent question. You know, our couriers are the backbone of our business. Our business does not exist without them. And I think from us to them is definitely a huge thank you. But we have a number of different safeguards that are in place for couriers to ensure that they're driving safely and that they're getting your order to you in a way that is safe. And it's a number of different things. Number one is, you know, driver hour limits. You know, they're only allowed to drive a set number of hours per day before we mandate that they take a rest. Other safety requirements are, you know, we're tracking things like speed. We're tracking things like, you know, the use of a helmet, the use of safety jacket and the necessary PPE as well to ensure that couriers are safe while they're executing these trips.
But only 2.3% of Johannesburgers, for instance, our orders include a please or a thank you, you say. do you think anonymity changes the way in which how we treat people doing that work?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think that this is a comment maybe more broader on society in general, you know, with the uptick of things like social media and you being able to be anonymous on social media, people are bolder in what they have to say. But I think what our data is showing as well is that even within the anonymity, you know, there are cities that are still incredibly grateful, that are tipping more, that are, you know, acknowledging the work of their couriers. Joburg, Pretoria, Durban and Margate specifically, topping that list, you know. So a huge thanks to them for, you know, sharing their gratitude.
Cassie Jagani, thank you very much indeed from Uber Eats. I do appreciate the time.